news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
It's an event that happens only once a year.
Welcome to WrestleMania!
But these superstars are chasing something that may only happen once in a lifetime. Their WrestleMania moment. Tonight, it is a moment defined by their relentless pursuit of perfection. Through the years, they've worn championships on their waists and the guise of despair on their faces. They've broken bones and healed wounds with the passage of time. But tonight, they will turn the page. For some, a new chapter will begin. For others, one will end. These moments are fleeting flashes of brilliance, a rare convergence. But tonight, the conditions are ideal. Place, opponent, universe, and they will seize it. Their WrestleMania moment. This is what they've been searching for, chasing after. Their moment, the defining moment, their perfect moment. The place is here. The moment is now. Welcome to WrestleMania.
And we are live on this Sunday afternoon. Welcome, everybody, to The Rant. We are coming to you live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media at RantEMRadio.com. Tune in radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, Facebook, Twitter, The Roku, Geek Life Radio, so on, so on, and so on. Welcome, everybody, to our WrestleMania special, our WrestleMania edition of The Rant. We are in the thick of things during our WrestleMania marathon weekend. It is Sunday. We are 3 hours away from the Showcase of Immortals. And boy, oh boy, do we have a lot to talk about. Hi, everybody. I'm Double A, being joined, by, as always, by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And Surfer.
Good afternoon.
And I believe we will be joined by Dave, Rage, and Tank in just a little bit live from the Decadome in New York, but from Staten Island, I should say. But yes, it is WrestleMania Sunday. Lots to cover. And we're going to be on the air for about 2 hours and change. We're going to go to about 6, maybe 6.05. That gives everybody about an hour to prepare, get their food and things like that, because today is a holiday for wrestling fans across the world. You know, you could say that the New Japan shows are big. You could say that anything that ROH does is a big event. I can't say the same about TNA. But, you know, back in December, the month of December in the old days was a big deal for WCW with Starrcade. But tonight is the Showcase of the Immortals. Tonight is the grand spectacle. And, of course, WWE comes to you live tonight from Levi Stadium in Santa Clara, California. They're just 3 hours away, live on the WWE Network and pay-per-view outlets around the world. Are we excited? I mean, we've been doing the marathon now. We're three, you know, this is day four of the marathon, and we're rounded it out here. These are the last, you know, this show plus the post show are the last two live broadcasts of the weekend. And how are we holding up? I mean, I think all things considering, everything is going good.
We're ready.
We're ready.
We're ready, man.
Are we excited for WrestleMania?
I'm enthused.
You're enthused. You're tickled.
A little bit.
You're a little tickled.
Interested.
You're interested.
Intrigued.
954-889-7268. AA The Rant, all one word on Skype. If you want to call in and give your thoughts and suggestions. Now, little programming note. Well, not a programming note, but I want to make everybody aware that during the pay-per-view, we will be bringing you match results on Facebook and Twitter at Rant EM Radio. And, of course, chat with us during the course of the pay-per-view. The chat room is wide open. It's been open all weekend. In fact, the chat room has been on fire all day long. And big thanks to everybody who stuck with us all week, all weekend. And I tell you, things are just getting started around here because we're not done when we get off the air here at a little after 6. At 11 o'clock, we will hit the air one more time live with a two-hour post-show recapping everything that went down at WrestleMania. So you definitely do not want to miss out on anything over the next 9 hours, you know, because we're not shutting the store down until 1 a.m., folks. So you got 9 hours to go. But thank you to everybody who's been with us throughout the day so far. I guess, you know, this is it. This is it. We've been talking about this for quite some time. We've been prepping for the marathon. We've been prepping for this program. You know, there's so many things that go into prepping these shows for this marathon. But forget about us. Let's talk about what WrestleMania goes through, or what the WWE goes through to get to WrestleMania. I mean, they've known for a year now that they're going to be in Northern California. They're going to be in the Bay Area for WrestleMania. Of course, brand new stadium, looks beautiful on television. They have a live update going on right now on the WWE Network with Booker T, Renee Young, Corey Graves, and Byron Saxton. And I got to tell you, despite some of the matches, the positioning of some of the matches, of course we know we're going to have two matches during the kickoff. We are not going to broadcast those matches on the air because we want everybody to go and just enjoy those matches on their own. Today is a little bit different than we normally would have done during a regular pre-show. So we're going to let everybody go and enjoy those matches when they begin to air during the kickoff. That's why we're going to probably get off the air at around 6 o'clock because that's when the matches are scheduled to start taking place. Are there any traditions, anything that you guys tend to do for WrestleMania? Now we always tend to ask, you know, what everybody eats for WrestleMania. I gotta ask Tony C. What's on the menu? What's on the buffet tonight?
Since it's just me, I'm still debating. You know, maybe I want pizza, or I want to cook something. So I'm still kind of on the fence.
You know what, Tony C? Because you've been under the weather, I would suggest a simple pie would do you well.
Yeah, that's what I'm probably leaning toward.
Because why complicate things?
Yeah.
You know? Enjoy WrestleMania, get your pie, and that's it. You know? But what about surf?
Yeah.
Well, right now I'm snacking on probably the best bag of pretzels you can buy. Reisman pretzels. I don't know if they sell that down Florida, but
I've never heard of that in my life.
I know it's a local brand, but if you grew up in this area, you've ate them. And
how much does that set you back?
Well, it's only the one supermarket that sells it. It was like $1.59 for the bag. That wasn't bad, right?
Okay. You know what? I'm going to let it slide today.
Hold up. What did I do wrong?
I don't know. I mean, $1.59. I mean, a bag of Snyder's in any supermarket costs like $3, doesn't it?
Okay, well.
I get it. You're enjoying the pretzels. I'm going to let you enjoy your pretzels.
I didn't get them because they were cheap. I like this particular brand of pretzels.
You like the twang it has.
Yeah, I mean,
there's nothing wrong with that.
The Snyder's is cool. The Hers is cool, but I think this is the best pretzel. That's my opinion.
Are they? What are they? Are they regular pretzels? Are they sticks? Nuggets, rods.
These are regular super thin pretzels.
I like pretzel sticks. Not the thin ones. I like pretzel rods.
Like the rods. Yeah,
I like the rods. I like, but I'll go for a regular bag of everyday pretzels. But anyways, snack wise, we don't have much here in this house today. There's ice cream and things like that downstairs. I believe a plate of sausage and peppers and meatballs and pasta is going to be delivered to me a little bit later on. But other than that, I mean, it's going to be pretty. I'm going to be pretty attentive to what's going on and
Jake
not really.
He'll be sitting next to you,
huh?
Jake and Sweaty, they're going to be
no,
sitting next
actually,
to you.
No, actually, because I'm doing the coverage for the network, I will be upstairs while a WrestleMania party will be happening downstairs. And you know, that's just how it's going to be because I do have to cover the thing for the website, and none of the laptops in the house are functioning well enough for me to perform the duties of the coverage downstairs. Otherwise, I would do it downstairs with everybody else, and spend the afternoon down there. But no, I have to. I'll be up here. I'll be in the studios for the next 9 hours covering WrestleMania. You know, but yeah, you know, let's get right into it, shall we? WWE released this morning the opening video for WrestleMania. Have you guys seen it yet?
No.
Tony C?
Not yet.
You haven't seen it. Well, the visual is pretty cool, but it also sounds pretty cool because our good friend LL Cool J is doing the narration and also doing the directing, so to speak, of the pointing to the pictures and things like that. So here's a sneak peek, so to speak, of what you're going to see in about a little less than 3 hours from WrestleMania.
The world has become a lot smaller. We've all been connected from the dawn of the radio
and now, ladies and gentlemen,
to the golden age of television, from Silicon Valley to the internet and beyond. A shared photo, a viral video, a thought for the whole world to read in the span of 140 characters. Entertainment has evolved, the mediums have changed, but the one thing that's remained the same, the one constant, the one universal similarity is us. Me. You. Us here. The human connection. The feeling you get when you're surrounded by a sea of strangers, but somehow you feel like you know them all. It's that instant you realize you have something in common. That moment, that emotion, that split second when you say, man, that was awesome. Decades ago, the world saw the irresistible force meet the immovable object, and millions overcame the impossible as one. We saw a boyhood dream become reality, and together, we cried tears of joy. We saw the passing of the torch as one generation christened the next, and that generation created a once-in-a-lifetime event. All these things, these indelible moments, these benchmarks that shape our history, at their core, do one thing. They connect us. Tonight, these men, these women, these athletes, these larger-than-life superstars will take the biggest stage in live entertainment and once again, inspire us, move us, shape us. They will connect us. Tonight, the world will be watching. This is WrestleMania.
There you go. Sounds good, don't it?
Sounds pretty good to me.
And the visual is pretty cool, too. The visual is pretty cool. So if you haven't, if you do want to take a look at it, it is available on YouTube through WWE's YouTube channel.
Hey, it's funny how LL has become the MC of all these different events. He hosts the Grammy every year now, and now he's doing voiceover for WrestleMania.
Right. I mean, he's big time, man. He's big time now. Well, he always was big time, actually. It's just he's a little bit bigger now. You know, he covering all the various spectrums. Well, you know, folks, the only thing I could tell you about WrestleMania is that it's the one event that all of us as wrestling fans, as LL Cool J said, connect with. Despite what the IWC says, or what some in the IWC says, you know for a fact that if you're a wrestling fan, your eyes are in Santa Clara tonight. You can't lie. You can't deny it. Doesn't matter how much you hate the WWE these days. You're watching tonight. And what are you going to get tonight? I don't know. I don't know what you're going to get tonight. I could sit here all night and day, give my predictions, give my expert analysis as well as Tony C and Surfer. But if there's any advice that I can give anybody that's listening to this show, and there's a lot of you listening tonight, take this opportunity to sit back, relax, and enjoy the event. Don't be critical about what may or may not happen. Don't sit there and bitch because this person won over the other or this person wasn't spotlighted correctly. You can't complain. You shouldn't complain. If, you know, there's a musical act that's eating up time of somebody that could be out there performing. Listen, you're going to have ultimately what's going to be a 6-hour wrestling show. There's a lot of time to fill tonight, folks. Don't be angry. Don't be upset.
And don't be crying about canceling your network.
Don't be crying. Yeah. You know what? Enjoy it. For once, for those of you out there that are just the fair weather fan or just, you know, that watch wrestling because, well, you know, everybody else watches and you really don't understand the industry, take my advice. Today, watch. Enjoy. Forget about what happened in the past. Forget about what might happen in the future. You need to relax. You need to just sit down because I promise you, you'll enjoy the show tonight.
Take it for what it's worth.
Take it for what it's worth. Exactly. Now at 11 o'clock,
there you go.
Be a different story. Be a different story at 11 o'clock. And we'll talk at 11. But right now, let's get to WrestleMania. And, of course, there's a lot of things, a lot of matches to talk about. And if you want to weigh in on anything, now's your time to do it. 954-889-RANT, 954-889-7268, AA The Rant, all one word on Skype. I want to say hello to everybody in the chat room. And, of course, everybody that is listening to us live. Let's bring you up to speed on some of the top stories going on right now leading into WrestleMania. And, of course, there is some breaking news regarding Bray Wyatt. Apparently, Bray Wyatt was preparing for his match against The Undertaker and reportedly sprained his ankle. Now, of course, in any event, I doubt the match is going to be canceled. Bray, number one, is a trooper. Bray has worked hurt, and more than likely, Bray's ankle is going to be taped up very heavily. If it's not already soaking in ice and things like that, Bray will, in fact, be ready to go at Showtime. Don't worry about Bray Wyatt, folks. But that is the top story coming out of Levi Stadium right now, that Bray Wyatt reportedly sprained his ankle during a rehearsal prepping for his match against The Undertaker later tonight. I'm reading news, as you know. I haven't had too much time to prepare this morning, but let me see here. Oh, we do want to send our condolences out to Kofi Kingston after his sister passed away this past week. That's unfortunate to hear that. That's coming across the coming across the wire as I'm reading that. But anyways, so here's what we're hearing in terms of great entrances. We're supposedly going to get substantial mammoth entrances for Bray Wyatt, The Undertaker, Rusev, and Triple H. The rumor going around Triple H's entrance for tonight is going to be Terminator themed.
Yep.
So, a lot has to do with everything that he's been doing with Arnold Schwarzenegger in recent months. So, I guess we'll have to definitely see how spectacular that is. Because if there is one thing that you can take out of a Triple H match at WrestleMania, is that his entrance is usually something else. Now, of course, we did report on the rant a few weeks ago that Rusev's entrance is supposed to be also a spectacle that will be produced and put on by the returning Lana. It's going to be her gift for screwing up what she did to him and making him face John Cena at WrestleMania. With Bray Wyatt, I guess we can only figure out what's going to happen with Bray. There's a report that there's going to be several scarecrows set up in the entranceway. Now, a lot of people speculated that that could have been for Sting's entrance, but it looks like that may, in fact, go to Bray Wyatt. Let me see here. Anything that you guys have heard in general about Sting?
I've pretty much heard the same thing.
Look at this. This is unrelated. This coming Monday, WWE is expected to announce 8 new series for the WWE Network, including Diva Search and an animated sitcom or an animated show with Seth Green.
I have confidence in Seth Green, but...
Oh, and Tough Enough is returning to the USA, which we reported this before. Tough Enough is returning to the USA Network in June. Go ahead.
But I have confidence in what Seth Green can do as far as animation. But if it's anything like the WWE did with that Flintstone movie,
yeah.
No, I'm... I'll cancel my subscription.
One report out of last night's Hall of Fame was Scott Steiner may have been barred from the building. Because Scott's picture was posted in the offices of the arena.
I would like to know what happened to the old Scott Steiner, the brotherly Scott Steiner.
Scotty Steiner?
With
he left at Super Bowl
in the mullet. I mean,
When Scott went from Lycra to vinyl with his singlet, that's when it all changed, okay?
Yeah.
I know
steroids can change your body, but I didn't know it could change your mind, too.
Come on, man.
Anyways.
I hope you ain't serious about that.
Listen. Stick with Lycra. Vinyl is I don't understand what was the appeal when the wrestlers started wearing vinyl instead of Lycra.
Hey, Big Papa Pump was born.
Well, he went back to the vinyl event or Lycra eventually, but vinyl is I don't understand it. There's a lot of wrestlers that wear vinyl. Dolph wears vinyl.
Maybe it doesn't chafe. It doesn't rub up against the different body parts.
Listen, Surfer, wrestling's been around for so many years. You're going to tell me that we just discovered that vinyl is better than Lycra?
I'm just guessing. I'm just saying maybe.
But yeah, I mean, the majority still use Lycra. I would, if I were a wrestler, I would never use vinyl. It's that simple. I would never use vinyl. I'm trying to see what other news there is before we get into match predictions, because we're going to take our time predicting some of the matches here. And we are expecting a live report from Levi Stadium. Lexicon is scheduled to call into the show at any moment, giving us his expert analysis. He called in last night during the roundtable to give us an update on what was going on at the Hall of Fame prior to that event. And Lex is in the thick. When I say in the thick of things, he's in the thick. You know? I saw Lex's tweet this morning that simply said, "Boy, I'm tired. I know what you're going through, Lex. Believe me, I do. I know exactly what you're going through." The lucky thing for Lex is that this damn thing's on the West Coast, so when WrestleMania ends, it's only going to be 8 o'clock for him.
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
He can go home or go back to the hotel and lay his head down and sleep till God knows when. You know, until his son wakes him up. Now, Surfer, did you have your I know that you said you DVR'd it because you said it last night, but have you had your chance to watch The Rock on Saturday Night Live?
Saw half of it.
Now, apparently The Rock did a WWE sketch on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, well, it was making fun of the whole promo. Mm-hmm. So it was like, he was one wrestler, and then had the other guy. The guy was like, "I'm gonna rip you apart," and he come up with some personal stuff like, "Yeah, you got herpes."
Yeah,
what the hell are you talking about?
Rock played a wrestler named Coco Watchout, and Bobby Moynihan played a wrestler named Trashyard Mutt. I believe we got some sound from that last night. Here it is.
Okay, moving on to the next promo. Let's get our next two wrestlers in there, Coco Watchout and Trashyard Mutt.
Great. Hey, can't wait to work with you, man. This is going to be great.
Oh, man, totally. Me too. I can't wait.
Yeah. Hey, feel free to just really let me have it in this promo, man. Don't hold back.
Okay, you sure?
Yeah, definitely. Just go for it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, everybody set?
This could be fun.
Yeah, man.
And action.
I'm here with our main event competitors, Coco Watchout and Trashyard Mutt. And there is no love lost between these two. Isn't that right, Mutt?
No. Oh, you better watch out. Because when the Mutt gets out of the trash yard, the first thing he's going to do is take out this big old pile of stinking, rotten garbage.
And what do you have to say to that, Coco?
Let me tell you something about this guy. He has herpes. It's true. Oh, he's got herpes, and he's got it bad.
Yeah, well, you're going to be wearing a body bag when I'm through with you.
Yeah, well, you can't have sex with anyone without having a talk first because of your herpes. I heard your doctor said it was the most herpes he'd ever seen.
Well, you heard it here first. Junkyard Mutt has herpes, and it gets settled this Sunday at WrestleMania.
And cut.
Oh.
Woo.
Hey, dude.
Hey.
So what'd you think, man? That's pretty good, right?
No, not really. Yeah, no, that stuff was kind of personal. Yeah, maybe just talk to me more about stuff you're going to do to me in the ring.
Okay, yeah. Cool, I got it. Yeah, okay, cool, not man. A problem.
That's cool.
All right. Promo take two.
Okay.
And action.
I'm here with Coco Watchout and Trashyard Mutt, and there is no love lost between these two, isn't that right, Coco?
Oh, yeah. When we get in that ring on Sunday, I'm going to tell everybody about what I found on his computer. It's full of Family Guy porn. You keep Googling Lois Sex Brian, and Brian's the dog, man.
I like dogs. How do you know all of that?
Research firm to dig up dirt on you, and then they found a ton. You remember the college girlfriend named Donna? It turns out 8 months after you broke up, she had a baby girl, Evelyn.
What?
I met her. She's a lovely girl, an honor student, and she doesn't want to have a thing to do with you, man, because you'll never meet her. because you're not fit to be a dad. And that's what the cuckoo is cooking.
And tell me, what do you have to say to that mutt? You heard it here, folks, and it all gets settled this Sunday.
Cut.
All right, we won't continue on with that, but you get the idea. It would sound pretty funny.
Yeah.
Now, the reason why I played that, guess who's in San Jose?
The Rock.
The Rock is in San Jose.
Oh, my God. It's Swerving Brock.
So, leave it at that.
He must have been on a flight all night long.
Possibly.
Let's see. Saturday Night Live ends at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So, the earliest he could have gotten on a flight is maybe 2:30.
Yeah. Flew out. God, maybe he slept on the plane. Who knows? We don't know. But yeah. With that, we go to the phones. What were we going to say, Tony C?
If he saves Roman Reigns again, that's overbooking.
I don't know. We're going to have to see what happens. With that, we go to the phones and we say hello to, I believe it's Brian.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on, sir?
So you like Lois?
First, I caught The Rock being there, so.
Let me ask
coming you. True.
Oh, okay. So let me ask you something. We know that just in your sojourns on Facebook, I know that you are a food fanatic like the rest of us, and we like to ask everybody who calls in what is their spread on WrestleMania Sunday. So we're going to ask you the same. What's your spread tonight?
I'm going some burgers tonight and some brown rice.
Oh,
kind of simple.
What a horrible
brown rice.
Brown rice.
Chips Ahoy.
What a horrible combination of brown rice.
Few other snacks. Might partake in a little RVD later.
All right. I mean, you kind of just threw me for a loop with your brown rice.
Brown rice. I like brown rice soy sauce. Just, you know. Sometimes I'll like do the rice with a bite of burger at the same time.
What, you got the Goyer?
Do what now?
You got Goyer?
Goya.
What brand do you use for brown rice?
Soy sauce.
Oh, I do the steam, the brown rice, the steam bag, you know.
Oh, the like the minute rice or something?
Yeah, I'm not sitting here trying to, you know, get crazy today.
No, okay.
Just trying to do something quick is...
Crap, I think that the feed's off the air. Hold on, let's see here. Okay, it seems that we're back on. Anyways,
I'm not going to chicken spread sandwiches or nothing like that. I mean,
that's
what Surfer doing on his spread? Did we even get what his,
a bag of pretzels?
What his menu was?
Yeah,
bag of pretzels right now, not later.
Well, then what are you eating later? Because you only enlightened us with your pretzels.
I'll probably put on some wings.
All right, hold on. It seems that we're back on the air now. It would not surprise me if there's technical difficulties throughout the night, but anyways. So let's get into it, shall we? It's time for predictions, folks. It's time for what we all think is going to happen. And what we want to happen. Now, if what you think and what you want to happen are two different things, you're more than welcome to state that.
Okay, that's what I wanted to clarify.
Let's see here. Now, let me make sure that
from a fan's perspective and then from a booker.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then we'll start things off with the kickoff. And, of course, things get underway at 6 o'clock on the WWE Network with a fatal four-way match for the WWE Tag Team titles. The team of Tyson Kidd and Cesaro will defend their championships against A New Day, Los Matadores, and the former tag team champions, The Usos. Let's start with Brian on this one, since it's the first time he's been a part of the prediction process on this show. Who are you going for on this match, Brian?
I'm going to go with the champions. I like the mix of their team, kind of not being the norm. I just don't like the other two teams at all. I'll keep this one simple.
Okay. What about you, Tony C?
I want the New Day to win.
Oh, God. Well, what does your brain tell you?
That's cold, don't it?
It's the truth, though. That's the problem.
Oh, my brain is saying, it says Kid and Cesaro retain.
Okay. Surfer.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Kid and Cesaro. These other teams have no momentum behind them going into this match. Like, usually you could tell if it's somebody's turn, and it's just all the arrows point to them favoring and win, but not in this match. I mean, this is just a filler, so.
Okay. Let's see here. And for me, I am... I'm going with the people that have seemed to have been getting a lot of airtime lately and being focused on Los Matadores. I'm going with them. I like them. I think they're a solid team. I think the Bull having those matches with Natalya was entertaining. I honestly think Natalya is going to turn on the Bull at some point. I mean, like, go full-blown heel on the Bull.
Just beat the crap out.
Beat the hell out of this thing, and
makes sense.
But I guess only time will tell. But I'm going with Los Matadores to take the titles tonight at WrestleMania. And let's get on with the next match on this illustrious card. And of course, we want to remind everybody that the theme songs for WrestleMania, there's two of them, we've heard them at nauseam at this point. You know, and you'll hear it a couple of times throughout the night. Of course, one of them being. That's Rise by David Guetta and Skylar Grey. And the other theme song is...
Money in the power. Yeah. Once you get a little, they just want to take you down, car. I got the money in the power. Yeah. Once you get a little, they just want to take you down, car. We've been
going hard. That would be Money in the Power by Kid Ink. With that, we say hello to Pastor Sadell, who laid down a prayer a short time ago, blessing the network and all the feeds across the world.
Right. Yes, sir. What's going on, fellas?
What's going on with you?
What's going on?
Nothing much. Got the hot wings going from You're Like This, Miami Grill, located in St. Louis, Missouri, which makes no sense.
Miami Grill? Miami Sub?
No, Miami Grill.
Miami Grill.
Miami Subs, I think, is exclusive to Florida, sir, Tony C. Oh. But, and by the way, they don't serve subs at Miami Subs, in case you're wondering.
Nope.
Really? Wait a minute. Wait. Say it again.
Miami Subs does not serve subs.
Wow.
They serve gyros and... And burgers and salads and wings and things like that. What was that?
A gyro is close enough.
Yeah, but a sub is a sub.
Right.
You know,
I'm shocked.
I mean, you want to walk in and you want like a ham and cheese on white bread with lettuce and tomato. You can't get it there.
Nope.
Wow.
Anyways.
No thoughts on changing the name, huh?
No, it's been around for 20 something years, so I don't think it's gonna. I don't think it's happening.
Nope. No, that'll throw somebody from out of town off.
Yeah. So, Pastor Snell, who are you going for in this Fatal 4-Way match? Let's take your expert analysis during...
I'm behind. I was in the feed. We were on the tag team in the feed. So, which match are we on?
We're on the Fatal 4-Way. So, we're talking about Tyson Kidd and Cesaro, the Usos, Los Matadores, or New Day?
I'm going with the retained.
You're going with...
They just got it. I'm going with Tyson and Cesaro. Just got him, so.
Oh, look at that. Tommy Dennis in the chat room. We haven't seen him in a while. Look at that. Okay, hello to Tommy Dennis. Everybody comes out of the woodwork at WrestleMania, which makes me wonder, where the hell is M-Star? You know you're listening, M-Star. Why the hell don't you call in? Abstar, former co-host of this program, which, by the way, celebrates 400 episodes in about, I'd say about 16 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, we'll talk about that later on. Let's move on to the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. And, of course, Battle Royals are always exciting. And this one should also be very exciting. If I can find where my... There we go. Do we have a listing of who's in this Battle Royal so far? Yes, we do. The Miz, Curtis Axel, Ryback, Fandango, Adam Rose, Zack Ryder, Jack Swagger, Titus O'Neil, Darren Young, Big Show, Kane, Eric Rowan, Damian Mizdow, Sin Cara, Goldust, Heath Slater, Mark Henry, Connor, Victor, and Hideo Itami, who won his spot in the Battle Royal this past Thursday at WWE Access. And, of course, this does not mean that there aren't any surprise entrants, which in a Battle Royal, there always are. So let's go around the room. Let's start with Pastor on this one. Pastor.
I'm going with Damian.
You're going with Damian Mizdow to take this one, huh? Is that what your brain tells you, or is that what your heart tells you?
That's my heart.
And what did your brain tell you?
Daniel Bryan.
Well, he's not in this match.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's not in this match. I'm sorry. We're doing Andre.
We're doing Andre, yeah.
Okay, let me switch that. That's when my brain is going Mizdow. And I guess I'm doing it's between the two, Miz and Mizdow. Because either way, it could start a feud between the two.
Okay.
Which actually should have been an individual match.
All right. Surfer.
Well, if Sheamus is not in this match, then I'm going with Mizdow. But if Sheamus is in the match, it's Sheamus.
Okay. Tony C.
I agree with Surfer.
Okay, easy enough. And what about both. What were you saying?
No, I just said on both.
On both, okay.
What are you saying?
What about you, Brian?
I agree with Surfer, but would they waste Sheamus's return on a pre-show battle royal?
Why not? He wrestled on a pre. Well, he wrestled the dark match at WrestleMania a few years ago. So,
but they've been building them up with these little BS, little shots at the end of brawls or whatnot.
Uh-huh.
I like Miz Dallowin, but from a booker, I just think a Mark Henry could win it, or just a bigger guy that they're going to use somehow in the future. I think the Miz Dallowin angle can carry itself without him or Miz winning it.
Right.
So I'm gonna say Mark Henry, but I want Mizdow to win it.
All right. My heart says Mizdow. My brain says Sheamus. That's pretty much. It seems that we're all in agreement.
I agree. If he's in it, it's Sheamus.
Right.
Hands down.
I think we're all in agreement that the smart thing to do would be, and the logical sense and the sentimental choice would definitely be Damian Mizdow.
Yeah.
So, all right, as we get into the main card now, and of course there are a lot of matches. There's not a lot of matches. It's just the card is pretty spread out, which I hope, unlike last year. Let's talk about last year. Last year didn't have a lot of matches, and there was very little filler. I really hope that there's no filler this year. Last year's WrestleMania was segmented out perfectly, and
they started out with Bryan and Triple H, right?
Right. They started with that. Yeah. It was a hot match
after the whole Rock
promo and everything. But yeah. But it was a good promo.
Oh, yeah.
That was like a half hour. Those three in the ring, right?
Maybe not so much, but still, that was, if you were to say there was any filler in WrestleMania, that'd be the only thing that maybe could be considered filler.
That was a surprise.
Yeah. And it was a great one, too.
Yep.
Let's see here. I lost my my match card here. Did I close it out? No, I didn't. Here it is. Let me see. What's the next match that we want to cover? WWE Divas will be in action when the team of the Bella Twins go up against AJ Lee and Paige. We'll start with Surfer on this one.
I'm going with the Strange Alliance. Sorry for sounding funny.
Yeah, I know. Those pretzels are hard to resist.
Yeah, I'm going
as long as you don't do a George Bush.
Yeah, don't choke on a pretzel during the big game, you know. The big event is what we're going to call it. Because eventually Vince is going to go after everybody that uses WrestleMania in their promotions.
Anything that rhymes with it, he's going to go after.
I know. Tony Stewart. Tony?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm going with Nikki Luger and Bree Bryan.
And Bree Bryan.
She's the rack and the forearm.
I would have just called. I would have just said Lex Bella. You know,
the total package.
The total package, Lex Bella.
Nikki Luger.
Okay, that goes. That sounds good. Pastor Sydal.
I don't care.
you don't care. Tell me what you really feel.
Yeah. That was it.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with the masses here. I guess I'll go with them. I really don't. This should have been a four way. I'm sorry.
I agree.
I don't understand why they got off of.
But you know what?
That would have made too much
together against each other. I don't know.
But you know what? Well, you know what? I'm gonna save it for when I give my prediction. But who did you say?
I'm sorry, the Bellas.
You're going with the Bellas. What about you, Brian?
I think Nikki Tina's going to get her WrestleMania moment. That's. I want the opposite, but I just think they're going to let the Bellas get the win.
Oh, Y2Jan, longtime listener of the show, of the rant, been a supporter for many, many, many years, is also at WrestleMania.
Oh, cool.
I'm going with AJ and Paige, but I have a caveat. And not a cavity. I have a caveat. I believe there's a possibility that this unity of the Bella Twins ends tonight and Brie turns on Nikki in the sense that she was just stringing her along this whole time. Which would lead us to the Fatal 4-Way at Extreme Rules.
Yeah.
Just my thought. That's all.
Just your thought.
Just my thought.
Now you're saying that she turns before the ending of the match or after?
She'll turn before the ending, yeah.
Now have they ever had their moment? Has Nikki ever won at WrestleMania?
They've been at WrestleMania a couple of times.
I thought they got pushed to like Raw one night.
No, they wrestled.
Match to get to go.
They wrestled last year at WrestleMania, and it was the year before that they got their match bumped. But yeah, they were at WrestleMania last year.
And what happened last year?
I think it was like a Divas Invitational.
Yeah,
Battle Royal, Divas some garbage. Invitation. Yeah,
AJ won. I remember.
What you call his ex-wife?
Vicky
Guerrero was trying to screw over AJ. Yeah,
right, right.
And she lost the next night. She lost to Paige.
Let's see here. Moving on. Let me see. I don't want to give. Wow, what's left on the card is not much. A seven-person ladder match for the Intercontinental Championship. Wade Barrett defends his title against R-Truth, Dean Ambrose, Luke Harper, Dolph Ziggler, Stardust, and way off in the back of the picture is Daniel Bryan. We'll start with Bryan on this one. Ladder match, WrestleMania, they go together. The Intercontinental Championship is on the line. Synonymous ladder match at WrestleMania 10. Razor Ramon, Shawn Michaels tore the house down. It's very possible this could happen tonight. Who are you going with in this match?
I do agree, first off, that this will be probably one of the top two or three matches of the night. Mm-hmm. But typically, I mean, you can't deny that it won't be. The participants in it, I think, are... It's a tough one. I want Ziggler to win, but I just think the bookers are looking at Daniel Bryan for winning. To even though Ziggler is capable of carrying that strap of dignity, I just think they want that strap to mean so much more. And then kids or whatnot sees Daniel Bryan and a Continental Champion, and I just think it's a typical kind of written on the wall who's going to win this one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Pastor Sydal.
Because that belt, can I cut you?
Yeah,
that belt at one time was the coup de grace to the title, the heavyweight title, and that's kind of back where we are with this heavyweight title not being the main focus point week in and week out. So these belts have to become strong again. They have no option not to do it at this point, and they're booking it that way, so we got to be happy with that.
Okay.
It works.
It works. Pastor.
It works. I've got we're doing two, right?
So yeah, go ahead.
R-Truth.
Okay.
On one, and I've got let's go with, I don't see Brian. Let's go with Dolph on the other.
All right. Tony C.
If Sheamus is in it, he's gonna win it. If not, then...
It's only seven people in this match.
Well, he can be a surprise.
He could be a surprise. Man. Remember that we don't know where he's going to be placed.
Yeah.
So...
If that doesn't happen, smart money says, like Brian said with the bookers, mm-hmm. Daniel Bryan.
Surfer.
Well... Up until like a week ago, I thought with the way they kept stealing the belt back and forth that it was going to stay in Wade Barrett's hand because he was the only one that didn't have the belt. But once he got it back
right.
for a brief moment, I wouldn't be surprised if Daniel Bryan walks out with it. And if not him, then Wade Barrett's going to keep it.
I'm going with on this one. Well, my heart says Daniel Bryan, but my brain, of course, tells me otherwise, and I believe that WWE is going to go with... R-Truth looks like he would be the lead in this, but I think WWE may end up going with Dean Ambrose in this match.
That's my dark horse.
You know what? He's a dark horse... And anytime he's in the match.
Anything, yeah.
So, but yeah.
I think he needs a heel run. He needs a heel run. He's a good heel. He needs to be a heel.
But he had a heel run.
But not as a singles.
So he needs to be just a Piper heel. Just don't turn him. Let him be a mean old heel for like 3 or 4 years. Just make him a heel.
Right.
But let's
see what
he hasn't been faced for a year yet. So let that play out. And then...
No, I like Ambrose. I like Ambrose in his current role, but he's better suited as a heel.
In Double A,
yeah.
It's some people that come through that just like that. Like, they should just be one thing. They should either be a face or a heel.
Like,
not moving from both.
Like, growing up, I know, you know, the times that Ric Flair was a face, you know, okay, you know.
But it didn't go over well.
It didn't go over that great.
Rick Rude was a heel. Mm-hmm. He was not a face.
That's the only way he won't get over.
Yeah.
He's a love to hate character. Right. Flair. So,
right.
If you do it all the way around, it's kind of bad.
Right. But
I never liked the Savage face too much. I liked him as a heel. He was the first kind of guy that, you know, The Rock, everyone says, was way back. The Rock had guys that were Hogan fans, you know, like my brother, for instance. All of a sudden, he became a Savage fan. I mean...
And you know what? I think that's where WCW missed the boat. They only utilized Savage as a heel when he was in the NWO and when he came back in 99. Yeah. And I think that they could have utilized him as a heel when he was still colorful and you know how he was, like how he was in WWE, and everybody remembers him during the majority of his heel run. Well, most of the time that he was in WWE. No, wait a minute. Let me take that back. Let me rephrase that. He was about 50-50 in WWE.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, his heel run is what sticks out to everybody.
Yeah. Because
some of his
Four
best
Mania Five.
Yes.
Right.
Some of his best promos were when he was a heel.
Yeah.
You know, I and it's a shame we don't have any good Savage promos anymore. But yeah, you guys, let's you guys take over for Surfer. Take over for 1 second, and as I take this phone call.
Alright, so at this point, you think we're watching a good WrestleMania at this point? Or you think it's just time?
I do.
After last year, you know, we all thought, at least I did, thought it was gonna be bad. It was a bad card, then they switched everything around.
Yeah, they called an audible.
Yeah, they did very well with that. Seems like to me they do better with their back against the wall. I was saying that earlier.
You know, I think it depends on how, like, you know, people's emotions could be strung up real high. So the question is, will the WWE take advantage of that, or they just will just drop the hammer on people? Because last year, when the Undertaker lost, I mean, like the you could have like this, you know, the silence that hit that stadium was just like death.
Yeah. That should have closed the show.
No, I don't. Oh, no.
They don't like to do that. They don't like to go out on that kind of note.
That would have been a bad idea. The way those people...
The air was gone, though.
Right, but I'm saying, they were happy that Bryan walked out as champion. So they got their money's worth at that point. But had that been
that's the only final, thing that saved it.
Had that been the final vision that, you know, Brock Lesnar went in a match and nobody thought he was going to win, I mean...
They pulled that at 18, took all the air out of everything and never recovered. That time he recovered.
They still would be complaining today about this. That being
well, let them throw trash. Sometimes you gotta.
Nah, they wouldn't have thrown trash. They bashed the beast. This is old. We ain't WCW now, okay?
No. But I'm saying, let them get upset. You can't please everybody.
You don't want people to get that upset at the end of your big show. I mean, it's one the heels can win, but you don't want it to be that badly of people being left upset. I mean.
What, you want everything to be predictable?
Well, they just did it at the Rumble.
You don't want shock factor at all?
They like to quote-unquote say the fans don't have it. They always have.
No, not if it makes everybody want to jump off bridges and stuff. No.
They would want to jump off bridges at the Rumble?
No.
The building would have been better.
Yes, they were.
To me, shock factor is what's always made the business roll, whether it's Andre coming out to confront Hogan, Savage, and the Mega Powers exploding. Just, you got to have confrontation. Hogan coming out as the third member of the NWO, just the shock factor is what makes the business roll.
Which was ruined.
It's a swerve.
And what happened to Rumble? That's South Philly people, man. They're a different breed, you know. So that's
true.
But there's no.
I mean, when you look
wrong.
At the Taker Street, the first half of the streak really was just horrible. What it was like Gonzalez and just that streak really wasn't anything toward the end. It just it was overrated in my opinion.
It works both ways. It works when even as a face match when Hogan beat Rock. That took the air out of everything. I'm sorry, the other way around. At 7-18, that took the air out of everything.
Right. No, I don't think so. But I didn't
there's nothing
really,
wrong.
Triple H and Jericho was. Dead.
No, I thought you said when. Never mind.
There's nothing wrong with ending on a swerve, man. You can end.
And back to Daniel Bryan winning in this WrestleMania, the way it's setting up, you know, coming out Monday Night Raw, we haven't got to the match yet, but you bring Cena out as the U.S. champ, Daniel Bryan out as the IC champ, then two belts, the stock value on them skyrocket instantly.
And Reigns out as the world champ. Oh, yeah. My God.
Now,
negative. We'll get to that later.
Now, Wario has got some great lines
that's
in the chat
the plan.
Room. Wario's got some great lines in the chat room, and of course so does Nobody. Nobody says that Surfer could argue with a bag of rocks. But Wario said that if you want to jump off a bridge because of a wrestling match, then you already have bigger problems. And
exactly.
And here's the thing. I think we're not in the main event yet, but what if... Let's predict what the fans are going to do. What if Roman Reigns wins? No interference. Wait a minute. No interference. No schmoz. No nothing.
Oh, clean?
That's the shock factor I was talking about right there.
But what will be the reaction of the fans?
Listen, you're going to have people that are upset, but people always cheer the victory. You may not get the overall explosion of pop that you would get, say, when Daniel Bryan wins, but they'll cheer.
Who, the Samoans? That's about it.
Well, it's a lot in the audience, so there you go.
It is in San Francisco.
That's who cheering.
Oh, I got to tell you.
Where did the hot chief get his started?
Pat Patterson said that one time he beat the hell out of Peter Maivia, and the Samoans in the upper deck came running down to jump Pat.
That was a family, man. You can't be messing with family like that.
But it's in the Bay Area.
He's going to earn that belt tonight if you win it.
Yeah.
He's going to take her ass with him.
Has Roman had any interaction with the Authority?
Well, hey.
Lately.
Tony, you can't say that when Raw went off the air that Brock Lesnar didn't look weak sitting there playing tug of war with that belt.
That was a whole
different time. That was before Tuesday in the ESPN press conference.
Still, look, come on now, fellas.
That wasn't his idea.
It was still up in the air, the Surfer.
Roman Reigns snatches the belt, right? So Brock Lesnar goes to snatch the belt back.
Well, watch what happened tonight.
And he doesn't take it back. If Brock Lesnar
at that point,
beast, that means he mows through Roman Reigns right there on the spot.
He's going into beast mode tonight.
Still at that point of the script, I guarantee you Seth could have still been in play to cash in. But once Brock resigned, the script completely went out the window. For the good of us, thank God.
Now the WWE kickoff is beginning on the WWE Network, and Booker T is reading his autobiography. So I just thought I would let everybody know about that. Anyways, moving on. Let's go on to the next match here because I got to tell you, Booker is a character, I tell you. The main events we're getting into. There's five main events in theory tonight.
No, they haven't had many this year because it doesn't seem like it.
There are five main events. Let's start with this one. United States Championship on the line. Rusev defending the title against John Cena. We'll start with Tony C on this.
Well, in the Booker world, as Brian put so eloquently put it, it would be Rusev. Mm-hmm. But in my brain, in everybody else's brain, John Cena.
Yeah.
By tap out.
You think he's going to submit to the accolade?
Yeah,
pass out. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, tap out.
He's going to tap out to the accolade.
He going to do the conga drums on that mat again. Remember what he did on Raw? Cena had him tap out with both hands.
Jeez.
He had him doing the conga drum. So, you can believe that.
Surfer.
I'm going with Chevrolet. Freedom. America. Liberty. I'm going for all that we stand for in this country. I'm going for the champion of America. That's all I have to say about that.
Oh, my God.
Now, my question is this, Surfer. How long have you had that queued up?
On a cassette player,
there's been a couple of instances where Surfer was asked on the air to give his thoughts, and he said he was going to leave it for the rant. So I'm curious how long he's had that ready.
About 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Jeez. Let's go to Brian for his thoughts and his prediction.
All right, I'm going to go from a Booker outlook, but I'm looking at it differently than Tony C. I want Rusev, but the way this has been set up, it was the typical, because things work fast around here mm-hmm. compared to the old days.
Yeah.
I'm comparing it to the ambush in Phoenix when Bundy and Morocco destroyed Hogan and he was out and, you know, wins at Mania. The typical, Cena got crushed this past week. He no doubt wins tonight. There's just no way Rusev can win this match. Just no way.
No I way. Just want to know, when is John Cena's no easy way out moment? When Balboa's riding in the Lamborghini and, you know, that song comes on and he just gets some hype. What moment is that during the day? Like, was that this morning? Like yesterday.
They might as well play the Rocky Dean song, Flying High.
And if it was back in the day, we would have had, this week, we would have had Cena all wrapped up, like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to make it, the old gimp, you know. And then he shows, you know, it's just, it was typical. I wish they did not do that this past week, the way they did it. But, I mean, I don't know if Cena got one offensive move in.
Afterwards,
I mean, he just got destroyed.
He's going to bring in the ring. Nikki!
No. You're going to say, at the beginning of this match, I know you people didn't like me, and I didn't like yous either. But if I can change, then you can change, and then we all can change.
But it would be another ultimate shocker if Rusev wins, I will say that. But just the way it's set up, it's just typical old school Vince. Set up for the American to kick the ass in the main stage, and
it's just
going to happen.
But wait, after this match, Cena goes in the clock, in the shower, then he goes to see the doctor, and he finds out he got brain damage.
Oh my God! You know, Tony C. I'm sure Rocky IV is on Netflix. If you want to watch that instead of WrestleMania, you're more than welcome to, I'm sure.
Yeah, man.
You're going to come back. Nikki, we're broke. We don't got no more money.
Who are they going to blame?
Nikki's brother.
JJ? They're going to blame JJ?
Yeah. He invested all our money. What happened? They got to move out of Tampa. Oh, man. I got it all booked. I'm telling you, it should be a movie. I'm telling you. I'm sorry, guys. That was just too funny.
Tony C's
got it. If I can change, the news can change, and then we all can change.
Vivian!
Hearts on fire. Hashtag. I know Phil.
Wow.
This was in dedication to Mickey. God rest his soul.
Burgess Meredith.
Hey, who knows? Maybe he'll show up because I mean, a lot of people thought he was dead, and then he showed up. Then he showed up in Rocky V out of nowhere. And but anyways,
Tony Burton coming to the ring.
Can't do it, Rock.
I'm telling you, throw the damn towel, spitting everywhere. He spit a lot in that movie, I'm telling you.
Yes, he did. Tony Burton. What if Cena comes out and says he was training with Tony? Oh, man, that would be awesome.
He should, he, that and...
And then Mr. T comes down and stuff, too.
Oh, no.
Thunderlips.
Oh, God, give him a microphone.
You got your shot, now give me mine.
Hey, woman.
He started talking to Nikki Bella. You want to know what a real man feel like? Man, you pretty self over my apartment tonight. And I'll show you what a real...
what a real man is like.
Mr. T versus John Cena at Extreme Rules for the U.S. title. Oh, my God.
It just writes itself, doesn't it?
Keep a microphone away from Mr. T.
Adrian Bella. There we go.
Oh, Adrian.
Oh, my God.
I hope they don't bury Rusev. They can't bury Rusev. He's a top heel. They got to keep Rusev hot. They can't bury him.
Doesn't mean he's being buried.
But you know what, though? I honestly think that if he's going to lose, he better put up one hell of a fight.
Oh, it's got to be a battle.
He can't tap out. He can't tap out.
It's Mania. Cena's not going to have no bullshit match. Right. Nope. It's going to be a good match.
Yeah.
Okay. How many AA would it take for him not to be buried? You got to take three AA? I can get with that. Okay.
So we'll definitely have to see what happens. Now, we want to remind everybody, there's Lana. Lana's back. Uh-oh. She's dressed in white.
Uh-oh, Does she have bigger boobs?
I think she's just showing more cleavage. That's all.
I thought she might have left to get some boobs.
No. She went off to do a movie, but I think she's just showing a little bit more skin. That's all. Her hair's in a tight bun. Huh?
What color did Adrian have on in Rocky IV?
It was white. You're right. It was white.
There we go.
It was white.
It's writing itself.
Anyways, moving on. Wait, did everybody give their predictions on this match? Who didn't give their prediction of this match?
Me.
Go ahead, Pastor.
I did. And I'm topping at the best because I'm probably going to get jumped on. I'm going with Rusev.
You're going with Rusev?
But I just can't see. I can't see him with that U.S. title. I just can't see it.
Okay. I'm going with John Cena.
Why is him coming down dressed like Kenzo Suzuki? Yep. I don't see him in a U.S. title match with that belt. It makes zero sense. And that's it.
Yeah, no, it doesn't, Pastor.
I don't know.
I just don't see
there's
it.
Nothing else for him.
You can't put him unless
Reigns going to win. Mm. Then, what? Okay. You have Cena.
And Reigns.
And Reigns.
Which,
oh my God!
I that would be interesting, but I guess we'll wait for that. I'm gonna go with Cena though on this one. I'm gonna go with Cena.
All the little kids buying the toys. It's typical.
Yeah, we'll take
US.
We're gonna take.
And he bringing back the spinner. Yeah. He bringing back the spinner.
Yeah, we're gonna take Jordan's call in just a little bit. I know Jordan wants to weigh in on some stuff, but we're gonna let him let the Adderall kick in.
Didn't Orlando Double A? Wasn't Orlando Jordan the last person that had a spinner U.S. title? Right? Cena lost it to him before Mania 21.
You're right. They threw it in the garbage.
Yeah.
They blew it up. I think.
They'll bring it back for him.
I think they blew it up. So, anyways, Randy Orton versus Seth Rollins in a match that quite possibly could steal the show. A lot of people are banking on this being a barn burner, an instant classic, of course, both.
A rocket buster.
Surfer, we'll start with you.
I think it wouldn't be good for Randy Orton to lose because at this point he goes irate if he can't get his payback, and then this feud just go on longer and longer. If he wins, you can end it now and have them move on to other things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Pastor.
I'm going with Orton too.
Go with Orton.
Not for the home connection at all. I've got something else from Seth later on. I'm going with Randy.
Okay. Brian.
I agree this match could steal the show, but I also hope the crowd does not turn on the match. I think Seth could lose and be safe because he has the money in the bank. Right. And just Orton, I just don't think it makes sense from the Booker's move to have him lose because they need him at this point because they don't really have any top, dance partners to begin with. I'm going with Orton.
Tony C.
I'm going with Seth Rollins with the caveat of continuing this feud to Extreme Rules, whatever, like a street fight or something.
I don't know about that one, but I'm going with that.
Yeah.
You really think he tried to end his career.
So
I guess. I don't know.
That makes Orton. It weakens him because he lost cleanly to the man already.
I think he needs to just be one and done with Seth and move on. And it wouldn't behoove me, by the way, it would not behoove me that if Orton wins, and I haven't given my prediction yet, that if Orton wins, the Authority six Brock Lesnar on Randy Orton.
Because Orton still wants his title shot, too. He's due a title shot.
Right. So I think Orton... Well, you know, that also plays into the main event, Brian, because let's say Seth cashes in tonight and wins. Well, Orton, in theory, could get his title shot. But if he beats him. I do believe, though, that maybe the Authority will probably sick Brock on Randy Orton. I don't believe the two have ever faced each other.
Nope.
And I think it would be a good thing, considering that Orton is the face and Brock is a monstrous heel. We were talking about who could Brock face, and Randy Orton would be one of those people.
Faced each other since OVW. They did go at it in OVW.
Yeah, since the big times, they I don't think they've ever faced each other. But I am going with Orton for the win, because I do believe Seth is going to win the title tonight. I think he's going to cash in. And I think that if he's going to do that, his match has to be a losing effort, so that it plays into the fact that he had a horrible start to his WrestleMania, but it ended off on a very high note.
The old Bret Hart WrestleMania 10.
Exactly. But the difference being that he's guaranteed a match. He wasn't necessarily... Well, no, wait a minute. He was guaranteed a match.
Yeah, Bret was guaranteed.
So I do think that it's possible. It's possible that could happen tonight at WrestleMania.
Bret Hart theory.
Let's see here.
It's John Cena.
Oh! He has many theories.
I have many theories. What was that?
Who was John Cena just saluting just now?
I don't know.
Was he saluting America?
You saluting you, Cypher. His number one fan.
The other way around.
Let's see.
Getting down to the final three matches.
We're getting down to the final three main events. Once again, we want to remind everybody, match results can be found on Twitter and Facebook at RantEM Radio, and of course on the website, RantEMRadio.com. 11 p.m. we'll have a post-show recapping everything that went down 2 hours. And it's going to be a big one tonight, so you definitely want to tune into that, because I have a feeling the lines will be packed. The feed will be packed. I tell you, you don't want to miss tonight's post-show at 11 p.m. Anyways, moving on. The Undertaker returns after being gone for one full year against the injured Bray Wyatt.
I don't see how this is a main event. I don't.
It's a big deal because it's a match featuring the Undertaker.
I would have thought last year if he was still undefeated, sure. But now it's like, well, I don't have a guarantee he's going to win again this year.
Okay. But still, so you don't think he's going to win?
I don't. I mean, okay. I hope he would win, and then that's it, and he goes out on a good note. But
right.
I don't know. I don't know if he got it anymore. I mean, it took him a year to come back. I mean. My God, if he's got something, he could have at least showed up once and wrestled, but...
The reports are he's looking good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, of course they're going to say that.
We'll have to wait and see, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was looking old with his dyed hair last year and that mohawk or whatever he had up on top of his head.
I don't feel come out with that wig on again. I'm good.
So, Surfer, you don't think he's going to win?
I mean, I don't know who's going to win. I just don't have the confidence in picking him this year. Okay. Now, I wouldn't be, you know, y'all think Bray Wyatt lost luster after losing to Cena last year, but Bray Wyatt has lost maybe like two matches in the last year. He doesn't lose.
He doesn't lose. He's got a good track record. You know, Tony C, who are you going with?
Heart says Taker. Brain says Booker. Booker Brain says Bray Wyatt.
What about you, Brian?
This is probably the toughest match on the card for me to call. I'm going to say I just can't see them having Bray lose 2 years in a row, it just doesn't make any sense, being the fact that he sold this match all by himself. We have not seen Taker at all. I don't think it would hurt Taker losing again, and next year going to Texas, maybe winning, but I could also see a wild card in it be a disqualification and being 21-1-1. That makes sense also. This is a hard one. I'm going Bray. I'm going to go Bray.
Okay.
Or DQ. I don't see Taker winning this match.
Pastor?
I'm going the opposite. I've got the dead man. I'm more that they should have switched it the other way around. Maybe he should have went before Brock. And him being younger, maybe he should have been the one that broke it if they would have booked it right. I have no clue why they're even doing this. I'm going with Taker.
I'm going to go with The Undertaker as well. I think that it would really make The Undertaker look weak if he lost. It would truly mean that The Undertaker is dead. And I don't know if people want that. Forget the fact that I'm a fan of The Undertaker and all of us are fans of The Undertaker. I don't think that we just want The Undertaker's final days, regardless if it's this year or next year, to be just straight losses.
The Booker in me, AA, would have had him come out as American Badass and just beat the hell out of Bray Wyatt.
Hey, Tony C, anything's possible.
That's why I want the DQ, though, because it could save it both ways.
Anything's possible. That's all I can say. Well, they're focusing on this match right now, and it is a match that I am excited for. It's a match that I never thought I would see. Many of us thought we would never see.
Oh, yeah.
It is a match that has taken 14 years to happen. If you would have told me in 2001 that I would be sitting here on the air giving predictions for a Sting match at WrestleMania, I would have thought you were joking. I thought I would have called you crazy. But here we are. Sting versus Triple H, one-on-one. Nothing is on the line except pride and one's legacy. That's the only thing that's up for grabs tonight. Sting makes his WWE in-ring debut, his first match ever in World Wrestling Entertainment, and his first match at the Showcase of Immortals. Let's go around the room, give our predictions. We'll start with Tony C.
Baby Nikita is going to put him over.
Okay.
I'm picking Sting.
You're going with Sting. Now, I think, Sting's entrance is going to be great, and of course we're going to hear that terrible music.
Oh my God.
Now for it to be dark enough in San Francisco, they're going to have to hold that match real late.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the card starts pretty early there.
Yeah. Tony C, you said you're going with Sting.
Yep.
Surfer?
I'm going with the rookie. His first match as a WWE superstar, the Joker himself, the Crow Sting, the Vigilante. Justice will be served. Okay.
And please, Sting, leave that TNA jacket at home. Please.
I guarantee you, he's going to have a new gear tonight.
Please leave that.
Can we use the Crow song?
I wish would be epic if they went a la
cowbells, don't you?
No, well, you know, as much as I want that, I know it's not going to happen. You know, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen, and neither is this. But I honestly think it would be nice if they did the infamous "When a Man's Heart." You know, that infamous Sting promo, "When a Man's Heart."
From Clash?
From the Clash. Comes up. Let me see if I can. Sting Crow promo. "When a Man's Heart."
And we're going to look up in the sky and see all the ghosts of the WCW past cheering Sting on.
Yeah.
Uger. And Ric Flair. And all those old men just cheering Sting on. Do it, Dusty, for us one more time.
Let me see if I can.
Dusty.
Hold on. Dusty. Ric Flair.
Harley Race.
Harley Race. Let me see. Ole. Ole. Did somebody say Ole?
I think Brian might have brought. You know Ole.
I had to drop Ole. I had to.
Oh, man.
Anyway. Jim Hurd.
No, not please. Jim Hurd. Jesus.
Jim Crockett.
Jim Crockett.
When a man's heart.
Nick Bachman.
Here we go. Here we go. It would be nice if the lights went out and then we. Oh, wait a minute. The original Stooges are there. Pat Patterson and Jerry Briscoe.
Oh, God.
They're having beef with J&J Security.
It's a stooge out.
Stooges haven't had a feud since they fought with Shane's.
With the Mean Street Posse.
Mean Street Posse.
Kid Ink and Skylar Grey to perform at WrestleMania. We'll hear from them later in the night, but the lights go out and then you hear.
When a man's heart is full of deceit, it burns up, dies, and a dark shadow falls over his soul. From the ashes of a once great man has risen a curse, a wrong that must be righted. He looked to the skies for a vindicator, someone to strike fear into the black hearts of the same man who created him. The battle between good and evil has begun. Against an army of shadows comes a dark warrior.
Oh, yeah.
A prevailer of good, with a voice of silence and a mission of justice. This is Sting.
That's what we need.
Double A.
Yes.
When I heard that at Clash of the Champions, I knew Hollywood was in trouble. Oh my God.
He was in trouble, and that closed out the final Clash of the Champions.
Man, will Sting be up in the rafters at some point tonight?
There are no rafters.
Oh, that's right.
And he did that.
They don't allow that shit anymore, anyway.
Yeah.
That
he was in the rafters in TNA.
I would let him be in the rafters, just not come down.
Not drop.
Talking about him dropping. Coming down on a
No. That ain't it.
Nah, they don't. WWE will have nothing.
They'll never get on in.
Yeah. Upstairs again.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
Martha, see that? If Martha see that?
Oh, she'd have a fit. Anyways, Pastor.
Yo. Both of them have gotten to a point to where they're putting everybody over, and so now they meet. So now what do we do? I'm going to games.
You're going with the game.
Whoa!
I'm going with home field.
You're going,
baby.
He has a little stroke.
Because it's his backyard. Yeah. It's his playground.
Yeah.
It's baby.
And he got the stroke, so to speak.
All right.
Not to bring up anything from Double J, but he has the stroke.
That would put a dow move in the stadium if they see Sting lose.
I know, right?
I know.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the power. He's at home, and he's the authority, so we don't lose.
Double A.
Yeah.
What if before the match, I asked Lee this question. What if before the match, Sting Triple H attacks Sting, and then they interview him, and he says Sting was in the wrong place at the wrong time? That's why he got attacked. Would you mark out?
Say it one more time.
I said if Sting gets attacked before the match by Triple H, Triple H, and he says, "Sting, you in the wrong place at the wrong time."
I'll chuckle.
That would be awesome. I'm just saying.
He got flushed. Oh, my God. They can go crazy with this match if they really wanted to.
The
Triple H come out there with an icicle chain around his neck.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The thing is that the one thing that's going to be missing here.
Horseman.
No.
Luger.
David Penzer.
Oh. Oh.
Destined for superstardom.
It's coming.
JR not being there too. That's gonna be a crime for this match.
Why do you always talk over videos, man?
Sorry.
I don't think anybody can do that. This thing. I don't see Lillian doing that.
Double A.
Who called anybody? Anybody had any JR sightings?
You know what? There was a smattering of rumor.
JR is going to call this match.
Yeah.
I'm calling that right now. He will call this match.
Yeah.
Please do.
So we'll have to see what happens. We'll definitely have to see what happens. If JR calls this match, forget how the quality of the match is. The match is great.
Yep.
End
he
story.
Supposedly had the loudest talk Friday night at a NXT event in Triple
yeah.
H. I just tweeted out, "I hear you loud and clear."
Yeah. He was
frank. About that.
Yeah.
So that kind of led me to believe it.
Yeah. So we'll
have
both.
I was hoping Sabisco too, but.
That's stretching it. That's stretching it. Anyways.
Get that shirt, Larry.
Yeah.
Sabisco is sitting somewhere talking about his love for Bruno still.
Yeah,
exactly.
I know. Right? He's still crying He's still crying backstage. Brian, your pick for this match.
I think this match is going to be the best match on the card. I think it could go over 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I am going to go with Sting. I hope it's a clean win. I'm not for sure what Triple H's plans are for after this match. Typically, it's just go back to being an executive. So I think Sting could go into the summer and have a SummerSlam match. We don't know what his contract is either, so
right.
I'm going with Sting.
Sting!
I'm going to call him preacher to preacher and tell him to lay down.
I am...
I love this match. This match has gotten better and better week out.
I didn't see it at first. Now I do.
It's gonna be a great match. The two have never competed against each other. I don't even. I mean, unless there's a match hidden somewhere in WCW's archives, they've never faced each other. I'm going with Sting. I'm gonna be 10 years old. I'm going to be 10 years old during this match. And it's not for any particular reason because, you know, Sting has been wrestling, you know, up until this point, and I'm 32 years old, but the fact that he's doing it at WrestleMania makes it very special. It's something that a lot of people have been waiting for. I know I have been waiting for this day for a long time. Granted, the circumstances are not what everybody maybe had requested or predicted, but I could not have pictured anybody else doing this job other than Triple H right now. He'll take care of him. Down the road, we'll talk. But right now, I'm ecstatic that
too many click members in the building for him to lose. I just don't.
You know what? I think tonight. You know, Sting said on Monday that this match isn't about WCW, but if you want my opinion, I think tonight WCW's final chapter will be written.
Yep.
That's what I think. So we'll definitely have to see what happens tonight.
Do you think the match will go long also? Do you think it's going to be a knockdown good match?
I think so.
Being it's Sting's first match, knowing the history of him and the Flair and the long matches, and being that it is Triple H, that he protects the company so much that he is going to go all out also. Don't you see this going
He's going to put on one hell of a match.
Yeah, I agree. And I think Sting's going to surprise a lot of people. I don't know why people put him down so much at his age when half the band NWO was his age when they started.
It's simply that. It's just the age. And they're like, you know, people are very quick to say, well, get that old person out of here because, you know, they're eating up the spot of a younger guy. And while under most circumstances that would be a valid argument, here's an argument you can't fight here because Sting's never been in the WWE.
And every old guy has built every freaking WrestleMania main event for the last 15 years we've watched. So what's the point?
Yeah.
I mean,
so
every old guy has headlined the cards. Every old guy.
I said this earlier in the night. Enjoy tonight. Enjoy this match. If you're a new wrestling fan and you've only been watching for 10 years, you never watched TNA. But if you're get ready because you're in for a treat tonight. Okay?
And sledgehammers and bats will probably be used
everywhere.
Yeah. I think Wario's arguing, of course, that, you know, WCW's final chapter will be written by Vince McMahon, but I'm talking about metaphorically though. I'm talking about in the eyes of the fans. I think after tonight, we can finally put to rest WCW.
Nobody's left.
I can see your point of view on that. I can see it.
We can finally just say, that's it. We can now lay it to bed for good. We as the fans can finally let go. We can finally just say, I'm at peace. That's what I'm trying to say. Anyways,
it's going to be exciting to see how this match works. It's just going to be really exciting just to see how this match plays out.
Yeah. And of course.
Oh, please do that intro, please. I'm getting ready to get on Twitter.
What?
Oh God, they got to do that crow intro. It's not going to work unless it'll work.
We're going to have to
be better off if it.
We'll have to see what happens.
And then Triple H needs to use his music too.
I'm sure he'll break out the old Triple H music.
Time to play the game.
I'm sure we'll be hearing that. I mean,
he's going to get involved in this match.
Who?
Stephanie.
It's
gonna get
possible.
Involved in that Sting match.
It's possible.
Yep.
Triple H pull out everybody.
Yeah.
And Luger don't make a roll in.
Oh my God.
But boy, did Sting ever beat him up in his own WCW run?
What was that, Brian?
Did Sting ever beat Hunter up when he was playing them, you know, gimmicks in WCW in their early 90s or whatnot?
I was trying to think, and I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I have yet to come across something on YouTube of anything between Sting and Triple H and WCW, but it wouldn't have escaped me that it's possible that they. I mean, look at all the people that Sting faced
Saturday night or something. Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't think.
Yeah, like Sting beat him on a Saturday morning show or something.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that
happening. At a house show.
Yeah, it could have been at a house show. We don't know, but I just think that we're really in for regardless. You know what? Regardless, these two have not been in the same ring for 20 years. Let's just say
that's
they did.
Point.
Let's just say they did wrestle. Yep. It's been 20 years, and that's it.
Yeah, it's going to be a surprising something different.
Yeah. Well, it's time.
And Sting and Taker would have been a waste. That would have been a waste of using Sting at Taker's point of his career. That would have been a waste because Sting can still go. Like I said,
did they not book that because they weren't sure on Taker what he was going to do, or just didn't want to do it?
I think it's a combination of both.
Okay.
It's a combination of both. The main event. Brock Lesnar defending the WWE Heavyweight Championship of the World against the challenger and number one contender, the 2015 Royal Rumble winner, Roman Reigns. Now, of course, a lot of speculation going into this match because of a lot of speculation, controversy, whatever you want to call it, going into this match. Of course, we found out this past Tuesday that Brock Lesnar re-signed his contract with WWE, a multi-year deal that's guaranteed. He is now scheduled to be at the next at least three WrestleManias, and it definitely changed the complexion of things because we went into this thinking that it's quite possible that Roman Reigns would go out victorious. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean it still won't happen, but the match quality, the intensity of the match, the fans behind the match, and the interest in the match certainly has intensified as of Tuesday 6:05 when the announcement broke. Now,
and it don't help The Rock is there.
And it doesn't help that The Rock is there. Now, of course, we don't have confirmation completely that The Rock is there, but it looks like The Rock is there in San Jose.
Wow.
So here we go. Predictions. We're going to start with Surfer. Surfer.
Yes.
Brock, Roman Reigns, the world title is on the line.
I'm going with Roman Reigns because if they decide to stick with Lesnar, which wouldn't surprise me or two, then you just bury Roman Reigns in his career at this point. It's no saving it. So,
all right.
I think it's too much invested in him now to back away at this point.
Tony C.
I'm going with my heart says Brock, of course, and the Booker in me says Brock. But now knowing that The Rock is somewhere, Roman's going over and they're going to celebrate. And people are going to be more worried about The Rock in some way, shape, or form. Just because you win the Royal Rumble the first time don't mean you got to win the title. I.e. Shawn Michaels.
Right.
WrestleMania 11. But
Brian.
Yo, not 11.
Yeah, you won going into 11.
Yeah.
I know, but
you were just
that
saying
thing.
That mania. Yeah.
Period, yeah. I forgot about it.
Brian.
You wanted the next year, but that's not neither here nor there.
Not an option, yeah. Brian, what about you?
I think Brock wins this match, hands down, just for the mere fact he just re-signed the contract. Rock being there, which I've been saying, this the Texas WrestleMania, it's a perfect build-up. I just don't see Roman. It makes zero sense letting him have the belt. He's not ready. I just can't see a true fan thinking he is ready for that spot, and I know nobody's ever ready. He is not ready for that spot at all. There's no way at all. I hope it's a good match. I think it could surprise some people on that level. But I could see Brock winning, destroying him after the match, The Rock coming down somehow, make the save, and just Brock hands down wins this match. No Paul Heyman turn. It makes zero sense long term for that. Might make sense tonight, but I just don't see where it would end up 2-3 months from now.
Oh, if that I'd be livid if that happened tonight.
What? Heyman turn?
If Heyman turned, livid tonight. Tonight's not the night for that. Okay. I don't agree with it, but even if they were going to go with it, tonight's not the night for it.
No.
Really?
No
even, with Heyman putting over Reigns' family
even,
more than several times.
Exactly. This is not the night to do it. It just
Heyman
is not
the Brock re-sign. That's comfortability. That's his blankie, is Heyman. And there's no way he's giving Heyman up just right now on a new deal.
Right.
No way.
That's what changed it for me. When he signed that contract, that's what changed everything for me.
But like Double A said, if he turns on Brock, then Brock's the face. Brock don't need to be a face.
He needs to be the beast. Title or not,
he needs
to be the beast.
Yeah.
Period. Pastor.
Because of that contract, I'm going to say Brock.
Okay.
I mentioned him mentioning Reigns' family for a reason. They pulled this with him the first time he turned on Brock, but he kept telling, all the way through it, he kept saying, Brock, you can't beat the Big Show. And that's when he turned. So that made sense. This one doesn't. I agree with Brian. Reigns is not ready. I got a part B to this, so I guess I'll wait because nobody brung it up. But I see him winning. Brock winning. I'll just say that, and I'll say the rest.
I'm going with Roman, but I'm going with Seth cashing in tonight. I'm sticking by that. That way it writes Brock out of the storyline, and it sets up Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins at Extreme Rules, if in fact that's the direction they want to go. Which there's no report of that happening, by the way. This is me speculating.
Why would Brock want a rematch if he lost?
He could be saving.
He's, you know what? You save him and Brock will pick his battles. He'll figure out a way to destroy Rollins later. You know, let's say Brock drops the title tonight and Brock just decides not
into obscurity.
He just fades to obscurity, and then Roman Reigns has his match against Seth at Extreme Rules. Well, Seth somehow is victorious, retains the title, and as he's standing there with his arm in victory, you hear that infamous shriek. You know, you hear this. I think it would be expected, but I think it would be a bigger deal than it would be than just Brock showing up on Monday night and saying, give me my rematch.
I think this contract's going to be different. I think, you know, there was no way Vince was going to lose him. People don't look, you know, at the CM Punk. He signed with the UFC. If people don't think that fucking has Vince's panties up in a tight wad, I mean, he was not letting Brock go there also. And if I was Vince also, I would have freaking Brock on a live Saturday night's main event the night Punk debuts on UFC and just destroy them ratings also. I mean,
they should.
I think that had a lot to do with Brock. Vince just opening up the checkbook was the losing Punk to UFC.
Lexicon.
UFC could have played a double main event with Punk and Brock and freaking casting on that to fucking no end. I mean,
Lexicon,
Brock's going to be here.
Lexicon is, in fact, at Levi Stadium. He has arrived. He is awaiting to get into the building. He's in line to get inside. I'm sure we'll hear from Lex here before we go off the air. But
if they're going to let Reigns win, The Rock don't need to be nowhere around. Because more people focus on him than Reigns, like at the Rumble.
But the whole family's probably going to get in the ring.
Where's the authority on this? They haven't had any interaction with Reigns before I was headed.
Yeah, INS. You're right.
This is why I think I think they're going to sick Brock on Randy Orton. If Brock doesn't turn.
Which has never happened for some reason.
Right. I don't think Brock is going to turn. I think just Brock is just going to disappear. And when Orton becomes a thorn in their side to the point that they just can't deal with it anymore, they're going to sick Brock on Orton.
Mercenary style.
Like, get out there and get the job done.
That has to be SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Well.
And Rock coming down the hall. If you think The Rock's going to put himself in another uncomfortable situation where the fans turn on him again, like they did at the Rumble, Rock is not stupid, and he wasn't comfortable that night at all. And the after segment,
the rumor is,
he's going to come out after.
He's not coming out in a celebration. If Brock loses, it's going to be a boo fest. There's no way them fans are going to be happy about it.
You know what? When is Batista going to get his title reign like he was promised? Huh? When are we going to get that?
Never. On WWE 2K15?
Yeah. let's talk about a couple of things here before we wrap it up, and we're going to let everybody get in their final thoughts here. But we want to remind everybody, stay with us during the course of the next 5 hours. We're going to be in the chat room. Chat with us. Don't post stuff on Facebook and Twitter and things like that. You know, stay with us. Chat with us. Interact with us in the chat room. The chat room is hot tonight. It's been on fire for the past few hours, and people have been in there all day long. Of course, we'll be on the air at 11 p.m. with a post-show recapping everything that went down. And if you want match results because you're on the go and you cannot watch WrestleMania right now, but you want match results, you can find them on Facebook and Twitter at RantEM Radio or by going to rantemradio.com. Let's go around the room and get everybody's final thoughts on what they are. Wait a minute. Aloe Black to sing America the Beautiful at WrestleMania. So there you go. Yeah. That's just coming in on the wire. Final thoughts. What are we gonna? What do you want tonight? What is it that you want to go? I mean, all of us were home right now, but you know, you want to go to bed with what feeling tonight?
I just don't want Tony C to go to bed with sore eyes. That's all. I mean, I'm worried about you, Tony.
Why would I go to bed with sore eyes?
Crying.
Why would I cry?
Because your boy is going to lose the title.
This ain't SummerSlam 2014, so if I'm not going to cry.
I didn't cry, so.
Well, I'm not going to cry either.
All right. I hope not. I'm just saying. I don't want it to happen.
It is what it is.
All right. You want Brock, so you want to go home with the feeling of Brock winning.
Yep.
Okay. What about you, Brian?
I hope to leave with some shock. I just hope to leave with a good feeling about the overall, say, game, the overall card, and wanting to tune in tomorrow night with some sitting on the edge of my chair type what's going to happen when we all start.
Because the calendar year starts tomorrow for the WWE.
Yeah. This is the Super Bowl, whether it's your teams or not. You're still going to watch, and you want it to be a good game. And if you don't even watch the fucking shit, and don't bash it in the chat, and just don't even watch it.
Exactly. And
if you can't get up for this type of event, then it's not even worth even listening to us right now.
Yeah. And, of course, Brian's going to go to bed with a stomach full of burgers and brown rice.
There you go.
Pastor Sadell, what about you? You want to go to bed with what feeling tonight?
I want the same butterflies I have at every WrestleMania, and I want that butterflies to turn into gas later on tonight.
Oh, wow. That's,
so I want to have the excitement.
I'm sorry, but you can't. That's something that sometimes you just can't avoid. You know, I'm not getting into too much detail here, but you know you're into it and you're excited when you're on the edge of your seat and you gotta pee really bad.
Yeah,
but you don't want to miss nothing.
And you don't want to miss anything. So you need something like that to happen. And usually during WrestleMania that happens.
Wait, can't you pause the network?
You know what? Nowadays you can take the network with you. Get your damn iPad or your cell phone and take that damn thing with you into the bathroom at this point. Yep. But no, I you know it's if you know you're on the edge of your seat and you're just having a great time, if you want to prolong having some sort of evacuation from your body for the simple fact that you do not want to miss out on anything. You know? Matt says you need to get a catheter if you want to enjoy WrestleMania. Well, I like WrestleMania, but I don't know if I like it that much. You know, or maybe get one of those Texas catheters. You know, the ones that they just, you know, it's like a cap. You know, I don't need the...
Well, you keep a couple of bottles or a bucket next to you if you're that desperate.
And that's true, too. But then again, we do want to be sanitary.
Exactly.
You know. And we don't want what happened in Dumb and Dumber to happen to any one of the listeners, which I have a feeling it has happened in the past. But anyways.
Oops. Yeah, we get a Medusa sighting tonight.
You know what? We're definitely going to see the Hall of Famers tonight. 954-889-RANT. 954-889-7268, AA The Rant, all one word on Skype. We'll give everybody a couple of more minutes if anybody wants to call in to give us their quick thoughts before we close out the show here. But yeah.
Medusa stole the show last night.
I think she did.
Yes, she did.
And pulling the title out of the garbage, I thought was a great moment.
Class.
I thought her verbiage in the speech was great. She made Heyman cry, so that was a great moment. Because who knew that that it would take a woman to make Heyman cry? And like I played it before. One of my all time favorite moments in WCW involves Paul Heyman and Medusa. So that
you
to me
are
was,
a woman.
You're a woman, and just because you're dumb, let me spell it out for you. You are F-I-R-E-D, fired, you dumb bitch.
Yep.
Yeah, I wish I could have seen Arn running from home.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Oh yeah!
I always
get a Missy Hyatt. Got him.
I always love stories like that. When you hear of a wrestler being scared of somebody, Arn being scared of Medusa sounds hilarious to me. The
true.
Bar, you know, I've heard it a few times that that the Barbarian wasn't afraid of anybody except his wife. You know, there's a couple of instances of that going around that most of these guys, the only person that they're scared of is their wife.
I'll go for that.
You know, but but anyways,
nothing wrong with that.
Especially if you're Samoan. Some of these Samoan females, they tell you that they'll tear you up.
Is what the Barbarian part of the family?
Who?
The Barbarian.
I have no clue.
I
we're
know
talking about who.
Haku, I don't know either.
Me, I think Haku's related.
Haku's from Tonga, so I don't think so.
I know Brock. Sable's the only one that scares Brock.
You know what? You know what? It wouldn't surprise me if Sable scares the hell out of Brock. Because I think after Sable's notoriety, Sable probably wears the pants in that relationship and wears the pants in any relationship.
He signed the contract,
point.
Brock.
I think Sable had a lot more to do with him staying with WWE than him
probably.
Because you remember what happened to him in UFC? Got sick.
He got played up on that rib injury a little more too. If he was going to do this,
he got sick and his wallet wasn't as heavy.
Exactly.
So it's like it's like I forgot what her name was, but Mrs. Jetson. Going into Mr. Jetson's wallet, you know, it's like she went in there and like there used to be, you know, a whole bunch of hundreds in here. Now I only see one.
You know? Yep. All right, baby, it's time to go back to Vince.
It's time to go back to Vince. Exactly. we need another addition to the house.
Exactly.
Or another addition to my closet.
Right.
Because to me, probably Brock keeps everything in the dresser. You know, folded up in like two or three drawers, and the other side of the dresser plus the entire closet is her stuff.
That's pretty much any man's closet.
Yeah, that's true.
You sign it, or I'm calling Hefner.
That's right.
I gotta go back. I'm going back to the book. I'm going back.
Oh man,
I gotta go back to the
magazine. I don't even know if he gets her access to that, because from what Paul said, that like he has to schedule a time that Brock has to drive down a gravel road to get to a phone to even talk to the guy. I mean, it's not like they've got UPS and FedEx trucks dropping shit off at the house every day.
I know
it sounds like he's got her in a little freaking just what do they call them, Utah places,
Matt,
they've got four or five wives.
Yeah, Matt.
He's got Sable in one of
them. He's a polygamist.
He's a polygamist.
Yeah, I'm just saying he's got her locked on lockdown. She is not going to the local malls on a rig.
Matt is asking, how did Brock lose his money? And I'll spell it out for you: SABLE. Anyways, as the announcers are walking out to the ring right now, we're going to wrap it up. Remember, stick with us in the chat room. RantAmRadio.com for results, Facebook and Twitter, @RantAmRadio. And, of course, at 11 p.m., we'll have a live post-show recapping everything that went down. 2 hours tonight. And I tell you, like I said at the top of today's show, enjoy it, folks. Forget the fact that you're analyzing this. Forget the fact that you read some news regarding this person and that person.
Stickers ain't going to help.
Watch WrestleMania as a fan tonight. And that's that. So I want to thank
everybody.
enjoy it. I want to thank everybody in the chat room. I want to thank everybody listening live. I want to thank everybody who has tuned in so far this weekend for the entire marathon. And, of course, I want to thank the best staff in the world here at Rant AM Radio and everybody who's participated in producing all the programming you have heard. I'll be running through this once again during the post show, but I also want to thank my panelists, my people on the phone with me, Brian, Pastor Sadal, Tony C, and Surfer. I am Double A. We'll see you at 11 o'clock for the WrestleMania post show. Enjoy WrestleMania, everybody. Have a good night. Money in the power. When she get a little, they just want to take it down, car. Money in the power. When she get a little, they just want to take it down, car. That's how it is. When you fucking with me, you should know how it goes. That's how it is. I got a bottle in my hand and a pocket full of dough.